In Illinois' race for governor, one thing both sides can agree on is this. Republican Bruce Rauner has a lot of money. Rauner has pointed to his wealth as evidence he's living the American dream.
America is about working hard and doing good, and I'm proud of my success.
But that money has also become campaign fodder for Democratic incumbent Pat Quinn.
Welcome to Raunaropoly, the game that billionaire Bruce Rauner is playing to become governor.
Though the money has been flowing through the race at the top of the ticket, it's races down the ballot that stand to gain from the governor's battle. And the effect of that money in this campaign might be felt in Illinois politics for a very long time. Politics aside, the fact remains Bruce Rauner has raised a lot of money. The governor's race has broken all kinds of fundraising records in Illinois. Rauner has put $26 million of his own money into his campaign, enough to take caps off fundraising limits and allow both candidates to raise unlimited cash. Rauner's campaign also collected $37 million from donors, but not all of that money was used by Rauner himself. Rauner knew that to win in Deep Blue, Illinois, he'd have to help out candidates from the bottom up, and help prop up local Republican organizations that do so much of footwork in campaigns. So Bruce Rauner donated millions to Republican candidates and causes from Chicago to Cairo, a move former Illinois GOP chairman Pat Brady says has provided a much-needed jolt to the party in order to match the fundraising prowess of House Speaker Michael Madigan.
Republicans have always been at a disadvantage because we don't raise money like Speaker Madigan does. To his credit, they are outstanding fundraisers. Now this year, it appears that we have parity, not only because Bruce Rauner's put in his own money, but he's raised a lot of money.
Local county and township organizations, like the 75 or so Rauner has strategically donated money to, can provide enthusiastic boots on the ground for local voter outreach efforts. But it's the state party, which Rauner gave over $8 million to, that can then distribute funds to vulnerable candidates, or candidates they think have a chance of ousting a Democrat. It's in these races where Rauner's money can make all the difference, according to Kent Redfield, a political scientist at the University of Illinois Springfield. Redfield says Republicans are at a structural disadvantage when compared with Democrats who have been in control of the legislature and governor's mansion for years.
They've got huge majorities, and everybody knows they're going to be in charge, so it's really easy for them to raise money, and it's hard for the two Republican leaders, Durkin and Rodogno, to raise money. And so if he can come in and help the Republican leaders raise money, then, you know, he's filling a need.
Rauner and his money are certainly filling a need. Those two Republican leaders, Senate Minority Leader Christine Rodogno and House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, face not just Democratic majorities in the legislature, but supermajorities. Which means even if Bruce Rauner were to take the governor's mansion, his veto power could be overruled if Democrats voted in unison. But if Republicans could win back just one seat in the House, the Democrats' so-called veto-proof majority would vanish. So the Republican Party has focused major fundraising efforts on a handful of races they believe they can win. Former Republican Governor Jim Edgar says he sees voters tired of one-party rule in Illinois. He says though Republican enthusiasm in the governor's race has been the most visible, he can see the beginnings of a wider Republican wave in the state.
Well, I think Republicans are more energized on the whole than Democrats are. I think people's frustration, particularly Republicans, and being out of power for so long has grown. So I think there is more enthusiasm in among the Republicans.
That enthusiasm was on high display in August, on Republican Day at the State Fair. Rauner was greeted with dozens of screaming fans as he rode in on his Harley.
Let's go, Bruce! Let's go, Bruce!
It was a clear 180 from recent Republican days at the fair, when there wasn't a candidate like Rauner, or his money, to rally around. Now it's up to voters to see if their enthusiasm for a Republican comeback matches that of Bruce Rauner's. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.